Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm here today with Dr. Paul Reagan. He's the Associate Professor of Psychiatry here at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and he's also the Medical Director of Work-Life Connections, EAP. Dr. Reagan, it's been about 3 months since the Nashville May Day weekend flood. People are beginning to return to their homes now. They're beginning to expect that life is going to be returning to normal. What should they be alert to?
People want things to return to normal. Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen that way. I think that as far as a traumatic impact, psychological impact of the flood, people should be looking for difficulty with sleep, more irritability, feeling on edge, being on guard. When I say being on edge, expecting there to be harm when there are no threats. We've had people who, with the more recent rains, that reminds them of the floods and can cause a lot of anxiety and worry. They can have dreams, they can have unwanted memories. In fact, going back to the house, especially if they were trapped, if they were in a helpless condition, if they were in the area where somebody may be drowned, we lost upward of 20 people in this flood, all those sorts of reminders can be causing distress. The persistent anxiety, unwanted memories re-experiencing, feeling more angry, guilty, or irritable, these are all things to look out for, which were not normal for most people prior to the flood.
So when we see something that's way out of the ordinary, if you will, in terms of being anxious, seeing our spouse or our domestic partner or a friend who, you know, you're just more grumpy than you are, you're really reactive, those are the kinds of things we should begin to think about seeing our physician for.
Yes.
Okay. Are children going to behave and react the same way as adults might when they've experienced some of these things?
Without question, no. A couple of things. One is children do not have the cognitive resources to understand what's going on. So the sense of helplessness can be induced more easily. So we see children can develop PTSD from medical procedures that adults tend to be able to tolerate better. And then the other thing is children don't have the ability to put their experiences into words. So that's one of the ways that we gain mastery over our negative emotions. So children are going to be acting out. And so a child who previously was able to go to bed just fine may have difficulty. There may be school refusal. But when we see in children a regression to an earlier stage of development, that is, they've lost some of their developmental milestones, some of their competencies, and increased acting out behavior, disobedience, irritability, those sorts of things. Those are very important signs to look for. And then children will also talk about bad dreams after experiencing trauma.
It was interesting you talked about the acting out. I know frequently as a parent, we would blame the child and decide the child's becoming bad or truant as opposed to really thinking maybe there's something going on at school or, you know, church or some other place, some other organized activity that's causing them some real difficulty, even in the neighborhood. And they're just becoming angry as a result of that. Basically, it's a trauma.
Very much so. And then children, maybe for fear of reprisal, for other reasons, won't tell you what's going on.
Simply can't tell you. They're afraid you may be hurt. Yeah. That's often the threat that's used.
Yes.
Having seen these symptoms as they develop, is there something that a person might do or where they might go to actually get some extra help?
Well, certainly, if you're lucky enough to be a Vanderbilt employee, you can come to Work-Life Connections, EAP, and we have very experienced mental health professionals, counselors, social workers, psychiatric nurse, psychiatrists, where you can have either an evaluation or referrals. In the community, it depends. Clearly, there's a crisis center for rape victims. Many people are comfortable talking to their primary care physicians who can make a referral. There are numerous counselors and therapists in the community, many of whom were donating their time to schools and individuals right after the flood. So there's a lot of places. It's just important to not be imprisoned by feelings of embarrassment or shame and ask for help.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Reagan, very much, and take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.